Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Sorry for the late start. Apologize for all of that. I am just, Jamie, it's evidence of the energy that we're about to have. I don't ever get on my computer ever a blue screen. I mean, anybody that knows what a blue screen is, if you get that blue screen, that smiley face and says, we got to fix a few things. But here's what has happened over time. Whenever I'm getting ready to do a show vibrationally high, higher than the decibels, even in the power of what we're doing today, even in the gigabyte speed internet that's driving the show. Here's what I've learned. Whenever you have Glow Rod joining you on the show, this is what I'm learning about the future with Glow Rod. Whenever Glow is on the show, I need to make sure I have another laptop ready to go. That's a little ditty for me today. Today's show is Passion, True Self. Everything is energy. And we're talking about confidence. Now, I could have just not come on. And, you know, Glow, you could have done the show yourself. And here's why. Because as you walk in your truth and truly walk in your truth, I mean, literally, you are in the moment of this every day. Whether you are talking about the journey ambassador, which you began in 1980, whether you're talking about ETs, whether you're talking about the highest level of excitements there is to be of service, you know, you, Gloria Rodriguez, Glow, you have said yes in standing in your truth and confidence. And when that happens to each of us, we're stepping into the world that is limitless. The potentiality for shifting, for changing, for abundance, for healing, for messages that could guide us. And I have to tell you, this is what I think happened. Now you tell me it was, we jump into this because you're the one getting the messages. I was just talking about Jane Fonda's third act on her powerful initiative on climate change. Now, if there's anything that will get ETs and other entities more fired up is what we're doing to the earth.
You got that right.
So put that together with the show we're doing today. And we have got to really, what I call is, all of us are being asked to step up. Look, we have just gone through 20 months of unprecedented humanity shift. You know, we have done this. And, you know, part of this is looking at ourselves and looking at the world and choosing something different. Today, it's achieving confidence. Tell us about that. Tell us what that means when we combine confidence and trust in the world that Glow Rod lives in.
Oh, spectacular world that Glow Rod lives in. Absolutely. Well, I mean, the confidence. Look where I reside. I reside in one of the most powerful portals on planet Earth. So if you come with a positive attitude, if you come with confidence that your higher mind, your spirit guides, everyone who loves you is coming together, supporting you and guiding you through this. How can you not have confidence? How can you not move forward? It's amazing. The other thing I have found too is that just being open, like the other day I was having breakfast and all of a sudden I could feel this unconditional love. And I thought, really? Now? While I'm eating? And I was like, I can do this. I can move on and be happy and enjoy this moment. So I cried and I appreciated all that love that was given to me. And the day was most beautiful and astounding. It was kind of a miracle day. But yes, definitely when you follow your passion, and it could be very simple, reading a book, taking a dog for a walk, calling a friend that you haven't talked to in a while. Those minor steps will get that ball rolling, that passion and that confidence and that unconditional love you'll begin to feel automatically. It's a wonderful feeling. And we should all be embracing that right now. There is a huge change coming. We need to get ready and have some fun right now.
Let's talk about the fun part, because this is the part that we don't talk about enough. You know, you and I, we'd love to have some fun. Mm-hmm. And yet we could talk about some serious things. You know, we could talk about, you know, this weekend, a friend of mine made his transition very unexpectedly. And when you hear about these things, those of us motorcycle riders that hear about our fellow motorcycle riders, when we hear about these things, we have a moment of shock. And Linda and I were watching something over the weekend, and it talked about Lyndon B. Johnson. And Linda heard something like, Lyndon B. Johnson died at age 65. You got to be kidding me. And we started to talk about that and just talk about, she said, no, I don't believe it. He couldn't have. And I said, well, what was it about him? You know what? I mean, neither one of us know much about him, right? And she said, he just couldn't have been. And I said, he was an old soul from the day he was born. The man looked 80 years old when he was 40. And I said, you know, but the world we live in doesn't really look at that. You know, your messages in the portals, we're not looking at the skin that we carry. Right, Glow? Tell us what we're looking at. Tell us what the message is for us and what is inside of us today to bring forward. Because I think the messengers, they are not fooling around anymore. I don't know. What do you think?
No, the messengers are not fooling around anymore at all. Let me share with you. There's plenty of symbols, clues. I have talked to numerous individuals that say, I keep seeing the same number over and over and over again. Like, that means you're on the right path. Keep going with what you're doing. That's a pat on the back. That's a sign that says, keep going. It is amazing all of the love that we are here to give one another and to share with each other. Peace, absolutely peace. It's interesting. A little kindness and how far it'll go.
Simple steps. Yeah. Let's talk about kindness. Kindness boosted by today's topic. I love this topic. Glow, I'm telling you, this is so cool when I get to have this chat with you. And what I mean by today is we're talking about passion, true self. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. What a broken record. I love it. Everything is energy. And we're talking about achieving confidence, trusting our energy, and trusting, in your words, trusting my energy entourage. Tell me about that. And tell me about the new places for us to hang out, if we can hang out with you in the energy portals.
Well, let me tell you, it's a lot of fun in the energy portals. And the messages are just very simple. And they're here to assist us, really assist us in becoming a better person, in becoming your true self. Not becoming, but awakening to your true self. And your true self could be anything, really, a writer, a singer, a great mom, somebody who enjoys sharing stories. I've met a young lady who loves sharing stories. Let me tell you a story. And she's done with that story. Let me tell you another story. Okay. And each one is fun, and each one shares really special messages with me. I'm on the right track. I'm having a good time. And these energy portals will allow an individual, anyone, to connect with their higher mind, with their heart, with the extraterrestrial family. You've got a lot of opportunities here. And all you have to do is have the willingness and know that everything's going to be fine. And that's one of probably the trickiest part, is to know that everything's going to be fine. It really is.
You know, I want to talk about the excitement around what I'm calling the human experiment. I want to roll right into this. There's a conversation that you and I should have about what's available to people, because we've gone through a number of things. The New Age brought us into the world of discovering the invisible, what people call spirituality or not, but what people call things that are outside of our logical linear mind, things that are outside of what we could see. And yet we went through a period where we thought this is only for a select handful of people. My question to you, you are the ambassador. My question to you is, how do we invite more people into the circle so that as we do these, they can participate to not just be part of something, but to build their own inner sense of confidence, to know how to be in the world?
Great topic, great focus, absolutely. There are various types of groups that get together to focus on meditation, doing meditation. Some individuals get together to do chakra meditations. It's very simple, it's very easy. But meditation is one way. Not everybody can meditate because they have their mind on their business, their family, their health. So they really can't meditate. So I have found that writing things down and just going through it. For instance, before you go to sleep, just writing down, I am dreaming. Just to remind them that there's a lucid dream that they could have and actually put them into an energy environment where they feel confident, where they feel that they're having fun. Some of these lucid dreams that I wake up from, I'm just laughing hysterically because I was laughing in the lucid dream. There was an activity that we had. So again, there's meditation, there's writing. I offer eBooks and various courses where people can go through and start learning more about themselves and learning about they're never alone. This entourage is with them, will always be with them, and all they have to do is ask. It's amazing what happens, and you just need the willingness to say, yeah, I want to change. I want something different. And once you do, it's amazing what begins to occur.
Mm-hmm. I am at this place now where I think I've gotten to the point where nothing is impossible.
Yes.
Okay. And I want to plant my foothold in the ground. You know, and I have to tell you that I think, and I don't have direct evidence of this, but when I think about 82, 83-year-old Jane Fonda, age has nothing to do with it when you talk about Ms. Fonda. 82, 83, standing out in front of the White House here, we're recently here about climate change with, right? Tell me that this woman, early on in her life, she was arrested again in 2019 for protesting. What a great thing to do, to be arrested, right? Protest climate change. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm talking about this, getting ready to do the show with you, there are some things on the horizons that are really critical for us as humanity to look at. Yes. And I'm not talking about the pandemic. I'm not talking about the pandemic. I'm talking beyond the pandemic because, you know, even if we handle the pandemic, what happened in my home, where Somerset, New Jersey here, are you kidding? Somerset, New Jersey, where I lived and I worked and I watched, and the body count is still coming. My heart goes out. The stories, when I look at places that I lived, and the floodwaters that have come in from a very unexpected, they never saw it coming, really, you know, and to just watch this. And then to hear the conversation about, well, wait a minute, all of the infrastructure you're doing is not going to stop Mother Nature. As humanity, we need to shift. I want to ask you about this because it's not just about, this is not a show about climate change. This is a show about everything like that, that we are getting information coming in. And then we're getting events coming in where we are getting information that says we need to create a shift. Tell us about that. Tell us about that. Everything is energy, please.
Yes, the shift is coming. It definitely is. And the other thing, too, is focusing on now. So people talk to me about their age. It's interesting. Everything is energy. So there are times during the day where I'll feel like I'm 10 years younger and I can accomplish anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's interesting that, you know, individuals are passing away due to all types of things that are happening. But you just need to learn a different language. They're not gone. Their blinders are off. They can see us perfectly going, what are y'all doing? Right? And they can communicate with us. I spoke to a participant, and she was sharing with me that she saw little butterflies. I'm like, remember, when your daughter passed, she has her blinders off, and she's sending you little butterflies saying, there's a new adventure here. Let's take the confidence and move on. But yes, there's all types of ways where you can feel and know that there's nothing that, I mean, you can accomplish anything you put your mind to. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. It really will, whether it's positive or negative. We need to be focusing on the positive aspects. Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to take a short break and talk a little bit more about this when we come back, but talk about really what the call to action is. You know, to talk about, here we are, what happens with face-to-face contact? What does that look like? What are some of the information we get through lucid dreams, numbers, symbols, animals, places? That's what I want to talk with you about when we come back, to be able to see them. But before we go to break, I would love for you to share, first of all, how people find out about you, how they find out about how to connect with you and get involved.
Well, that's easy. There's two websites. The first website is connectwithets.com. And that has all types of information regarding extraterrestrials and the extraterrestrial trust revolution that I've started. The other website is called westportals.us, and that mentions the 8 portals, energy portals, that are in the western area of the United States. That's 2 ways to get on.
Yeah, and you know, we know about them. You know when things feel different when you're in those places, you know. Yeah. You know about the shifting you're having, the symbols, the dreams. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, face-to-face ET contact, what does that look like? What does that mean? And are you open to receive numbers, symbols, animals? How about places? Are you seeing things perhaps that you didn't think you'd see before? You know, are things showing up accidentally? You walk out your driveway and you look down and there's like, what? What is that? You know, is that really a snake skin or is that something else? What does it mean to you? Are you going to have the courage to stop for a minute and just stop for a minute? When we come back, Glow is going to take us on a journey to that and much more. And what is the promise? See, this is it. You know, in our lives, we are faced with the promise. What is the promise? And are we willing to receive it? That's Gloria Rodriguez. Stay tuned, everybody. Glow, Rod, we'll be right back.
Life can be demanding. But sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com. Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Even though your home base is one Enneagram type, you have characteristics of all the types. Tune in to Enneagram Conversations with Renee Siegel, the second and fourth Monday of each month at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn how you can unlock your unlimited potential. Visit urpurepotential.com for more about Renee and her work. That's the letter U, the letter R, purepotential.com.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. How do you know if you're living your life and not someone else's? Here's one way to find out. First, list out your top five core values. For example, mine are empathy, excellence, passion, service, and core values. Then put those core values into short first-person core value statements. In my case, one, empathy powers my relationships. Two, excellence is the goal in all things I do. Three, passion fuels my perseverance. Four, my value is measured by my service to others. And five, core values drive all of my life decisions. Now ask yourself, am I using my core value statements to drive my personal and professional decisions? Maybe not. Maybe you've never even considered doing so. And that's where life coaching begins. Go to myturnlifecoaching.com and let's put your personal core values into your driver's seat.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. We're talking about confidence right now with special guest Glow Rod. And, you know, as we said before, this is really a way to really look at and relook at your life and what happens when you are she, when you're in this place of, you know, ambassadorship and portal journey ambassadorship. You know, Glow, it's great to have you here and talking about this because, you know, there we're in this world and we're seeing different things happening all at the same time. We're seeing simultaneous events of things, whether you're looking closely again at the pandemic or like Linda, you're going back to New Jersey, a part of New Jersey that has just been completely underwater, literally an inland tsunami. And when you think about this and we think about our life journey, what can we know about the promise? What can we know about that face-to-face conversation? And then more importantly, what can we learn from numbers, symbols, animals, and places? Glow, let's get on with this because there is a promise. And in front of us, there are symbols. For example, let me give you a quick example. I went out and I'm looking at some plants and I'm just trying to think of what I want to do. And I go to this place we have here called Flower World, but I'm struck by dragonflies. And I'm even in my front yard. I am in there and I'm doing some pruning, dragonflies, giant dragonflies. And, you know, you can put out your hand. I've had them land on my hand. And Linda's looking at me like, what are you doing? I said, I'm talking to the dragonfly. And so that to me is a powerful symbol for me. I don't know much about them, but I do know this. They show up a lot. Talk about how we receive from these things, how we receive from those symbols, those animals, those things. Now, I will tell you, Linda, who is just cranking on me about my dragonfly, she's obsessed with rabbits and they're all over the place. Linda's like talking to the rabbit, staring at, what does this mean in our day to day? And what is the promise that enables us to see these symbols, numbers, and places and things?
These symbols that come into your life, they could be from your higher mind. They could be from somebody who has passed on and wants you to know that they're thinking of you and that they're guiding you. So it could be a favorite color that you see. Like, as I had mentioned earlier, someone saw butterflies all over the place. It's interesting when I spend time with my participants and all of a sudden I'll see a dragonfly or I'll see a butterfly, or there'll be a squirrel that just comes up and just starts staring at us. They can feel that energy. They can feel, remember, everything's energy. They can feel whether you're in need of guidance, whether you need to say, I'm special, I'm important, I'm a very important part of this huge puzzle that's going on. Because without me, we can't all be together. So these symbols, again, are reminding you of you're on the right path. Maybe someone wants to share a message with you that has passed on and just wants to say, hey, I love you and I'm always going to be with you. But you just need to be open to that. And a lot of people will say, I keep seeing the same number. I hear that conversation quite a bit. And again, those numbers, they could be single numbers like 111. It could be mirrored numbers, which I prefer, 3663. It could be anything, really, your favorite color. Even going outside and watching the sunset. For me, that's a very calming, soothing way to say, I've accomplished what I need to accomplish today. And if I didn't get to the things that I needed or wanted to, it's okay. I will get to those things. Everything happens in perfect timing. All is well.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about the beauty of that and perfect timing and talk about what it means to be awake and aware, because, you know, part of the conversation is, first of all, to understand there is a promise. And secondly, to be on the lookout when it does show up. And I want to really talk about that in detail because I do believe everything is energy. I do believe that the energy we carry really, you know, it really covets a certain intention that you want. I mean, you could be thinking, I want to win the lottery. I want to win. And behind the scenes, you're thinking, oh my God, I can't pay my bills. I can't do this. You know, so there's an energy of this. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk with you and really have you speak to the fact that everything is energy and that energy has a purpose. I mean, I'm not kidding. Today at the start of the show, I don't even want to say what happened at the start of the show, but that doesn't happen. And so I wonder if that was a way to just hit a pause button so we could regroup to do this show, because I think that's the way they work.
Agreed. 100%. It was a pause, breathe, refocus, and get going again. And so again, if something happens to your computer, don't get upset and get all like, you know, negative about it. You need to start laughing and going, hey, there's a positive reason for it. And if it's just to remind me, I need to breathe. So breathe. Okay. But yes, we've talked about numerous things regarding like the promise. Okay. Let's talk about the promise.
Yeah.
All right. So the promise. I've received a promise from my extraterrestrial family that we are going to meet face to face. And it's interesting because I did a video about a white object floating over the town I live in. And I took a video of it and I started just focusing, okay, what's the next step? And the guidance I received was, okay, you need to do this and this and this and watch what happens. And I started doing the steps that I was guided to do. And the next thing you know, I'm touching this white, bright Tic Tac. And I'm like, and the promise was, we will meet in person face to face. So it's not like, okay, when's it going to happen? Am I going to be ready for it? How am I going to do this? Am I going to be nervous? I mean, no, it's like, it's going to happen when it's supposed to happen. And the confidence will be there. My guidance will be there. And it's just a series of steps, just remembering everything's okay. Everything's all right. And there are times where even I will be perfectly honest. I may be an ambassador, but there are times I'm like, this cannot be happening. So it does happen to me too. But yes, just making sure that you're open and willing and just understand that things are going to change. Things have to change. Yeah. Look at what's going on in the world. They have to change. We have to start really focusing on what type of life do we want? Do we want to continue with this constant fear? The government's not telling us the truth, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. You need to get a hold of that lifestyle that you want and go, I can achieve it because I can achieve anything. And I've got my entourage behind me and we're going to do.
Yeah.
To do.
Yeah.
You're going to make a change.
Yeah. I mean, this is really for me. I got an email this morning from someone who said to me, have you seen the latest dot, dot, dot? And I was like, no. And they said, well, you have to look at this. And I said, okay. And they said, you know, this is the all political stuff. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, what do you think of that? I said, it's September 2021. Okay. So you're like what? You're like jumping ahead to 24? And you're thinking you're going to start worrying now about something. And I said, do you really want to spend the next 3 years of your life worrying about that? And I said, look, there's worry and there's activism, and they're not the same. Mm-hmm. You know, you are an activist and an ambassador. And let's just be clear about that. You wouldn't be talking to me about what we're talking about today if there wasn't something that needed to be activated. See, that's what an activist is. You activate things. You know how many spiritual healer types, when I say to them, you're an activist, they say, no. And I said, well, aren't you talking about fifth dimension activation? They said, yes. I said, so you're an activist, right? And they say, no. And I think, well, what was wrong with what I said, right? Mm-hmm. Look, we all need to be activists in order to activate the messaging that we're being given right now. True, because if we're not in action,
that's right.
What are we doing, Glow? What are we doing if we're not in action?
You've got to be in action. You've got to be moving forward, whatever that may be. Again, simple little steps in regards to following your passion, reading a book, calling a friend. They may be simple little steps, but you're following your passion, and that is taking action. You are an activist. Hello, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And it may be the word they don't prefer. There's another word that they prefer. But yes, all of these individuals who are saying, yes, I'm, you know, clairvoyant and I'm this and that, that's great. Are you taking action? Are you assisting others? Are you being of service? That's the goal. What needs to move forward.
Yeah. I mean, all of us are seeing things, and we're seeing things in really great ways, you know, and we're seeing things that we never thought in our life we'd see before.
No.
You know, the flooding in Somerset County, I've seen it once when I was younger. I never thought I would see it again. We're seeing a time that's asking us to step up and be resilient. But guess what? We're getting solutions. We're getting answers. You know, we're getting solutions. We're getting things that can be brought forward and can be enacted into the world. You know, when we are tapped with the promise, when you have heard the promise, tell me what that comes to mean to you, Glow, from an unlimited perspective. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because when we're entering the realm of the fifth dimension, sixth dimension, and dimensions beyond, whatever you want to call it, it's something that cannot be quantified, right? It can be intuitively activated and absorbed, but you cannot put like even a number, like calling it a dimension. That's a human phrase. There's like third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth. I don't think there's any dimensions. I think that there is a place that gives us access to all. Tell me about that kind of thinking in your life and bringing forth the promise.
Interesting topic. I was just thinking about that the other day. I'm like, okay, people may not understand how I think because it's not the way most people would.
Right.
Okay. Because I know, as you mentioned before, it's limitless. What do I want to achieve? Do I need to write it down? Do I need to focus on it? Like I was sharing with you during our break, I had a dream that there was a tsunami coming. I'm like, well, where is it going to land? And now we're talking about New Jersey. Okay. You're going to receive dreams. You're going to see, I believe it or not, I see various colors, like a round blue circle or a round red circle. That to me means that I'm connecting with other energies. And how do you explain that to other people? Okay, oh, cool, I just saw blue light. Okay, there's no blue light here, all right? Just being open, again, there are symbols, there are ways for you to just be calm, be willing to receive. And sometimes it just takes practice to just sit down and just appreciate being able to breathe, okay? The dream that you had, writing it down and going, okay, what are some of the things I need to understand about this dream? And that dream could be just very simple, reminding you that you're giving and receiving joy, love, and compassion.
Right.
Something simple. All right. But yes, it is interesting how I look at life and how I see things. Everything is energy. Everything is coming to me easily and effortlessly because that is what I have chosen to do. I am here to be of service. Everybody is here to be of service. We all have talents. We all have passions. And it could be the slightest little thing of saying, I like telling stories and I'm going to make a living at it. And if people laugh at you, it's okay. Because there is somebody out there who's going to love it and appreciate it. And who knows where it's going to end up. Simple little things. And you just have to have the confidence to know you are loved.
Always. Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, I was talking earlier today. I want to bounce this by you. I don't think there's a mistake that Gloron, I don't think there's a mistake that we're talking at the moment right now. There's something to me that is energetically moving in 0921, 09-2021, this month. There's something energetically moving. I don't think we're quite there yet.
Yeah.
but it's moving. You know, when you think about thirdact.org and, you know, the effort put in that energy, I do believe there are people that are hearing the messages from the portals. Yes. I do believe there are people that are being told you need to do this. I'm going to tell you something. I wake up every day, and this is everybody, like when I go into my short meditation every day, and I do it several times a day because I need to check myself. Mm-hmm. And I wake up in my day and I get in whatever quiet place. And I'll tell you, my meditation is maybe 17 seconds. That's only if I ask a question. And I ask, I say, Spirit, God, universe, source energy, what is mine to do today? Mm-hmm. And for 4+ years, there has been one answer. And then I see the vision, no words, more. Do more with this. And when I see it, I see our technology and the transformation network. I don't see them saying, oh, go buy more, Pat. You know, maybe you need to go buy a new couch. No, that's not the thing. But yet, I know what to do. Can you talk about that? Because a lot of people get stuck. And I've got the symbol. I've seen the frog in the road. And Linda, I've seen the rabbit. I've now looked it up 500 times. Me, I'm out there talking to dragonflies. Seriously, I am. Put my hand out, you know, not to feed them, but to land for them to. But when we get that, there's a step. Like you are on this show. That's an action. You said yes to doing this. How do we help people get from the sign, the symbol, the moment, the answer, more, or some days it's do your laundry, Pat. But whatever it is, help us get from where we are in our own itness to where we need to be in the itness of the universe.
It's amazing the participants that I have met, how some of them have said, I got this message that said I needed to travel to this place to meet this person. I have no idea who I'm going to meet, but I'm going to be confident that I'm going to do it. Okay. I've had individuals say, okay, I'm going to relocate back to where I really had a great time. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to be open to it. It's taking action. It's taking that little bitty step and saying, I'm going to get that plane ticket. I'm going to get my vehicle maintenance so I can travel and be in this place where I know I'm going to be happy. Picking up the phone and calling somebody and go, hey, do you ever think about being a partner with me? Well, let's talk about that. And I did that the other day. It was so easy. I kind of just sat there in shock. I'm like, okay, all right. That was too easy. He's giggling. And I'm just like, that was too easy. All right. It's amazing when you get this feeling, pick up the phone and call somebody, or just sit down and write and go, I am a loving, kind person. And I've got to remind myself, because if I don't remind myself, who's going to remind me? I don't know. Maybe your children. Maybe your animals will come up and go, hug me. I need a hug. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just taking that action, feeling your way through. What feels good? What makes you smile? What makes you say, I'm going to get up and have a great day today. Watch me.
Yeah.
Feel that. Just feel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, can we talk about this for a minute? Because you and I are not saying that we don't wake up during the day and have our moments. And I want to just take a moment. If we could, Glowrod, how do people find out about you? How do they tap into what you're doing? Because we're talking about, you know, energetic shifts. Everything is energy. But, you know, everything is energy, even when we put a limitation on it. How do people find out about you? Because this is a place to step into the world of possibilities.
Oh, absolutely. Again, I have two websites. One of the websites focuses on extraterrestrials and the extraterrestrial trust revolution. It's called connectwithets.com. I also have a website focusing on 8 energy portals that are located within the western area of the United States. That website is westportals.us, and that's where you can reach me.
All right, let's carry on with this, because I want to get to, for people maybe just tuning in, I really want to get to how to bridge the gap between confidence, action, transformation. And one of the key things that I would love for you to talk about is something we've talked about on a previous show. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything happens in my world I don't care if it's talking to dragonflies or planting a tree or watching a movie. You know, there is a level of belief, and belief is accompanied by trust. If we combine belief and trust together, and I mean an unwavering sense of it, you know, headlines cannot take us off our game, cannot take us off our path. When we put those, or projecting in 2024 when it's still 2021, I mean, whoa, when we are there, tell me what happens when we put belief and trust together.
To be honest, it's magical. And I have been taught that miracles are the norm. They're not the exception. Miracles happen all the time. And it's because you're believing and you're trusting that you're going with the flow. There's going to be bumps. There has to be. We can't grow if there's not. If everything just came automatically, it'd get kind of boring. You know what I'm saying? But once you start believing in yourself, believing that you are love and there is a positive reason for you to be here, and trusting that everything that is happening in your life is happening to benefit you as well as all of the other energy that's around you. And it's amazing how when you put these two aspects together, belief and trust, how the miracles begin to happen. And again, you may get a phone call you weren't expecting, okay? Maybe you did walk into that 7-Eleven and like, you know what? I feel like I'm a lottery winner. And you buy a lottery ticket, okay? It's happened to me, all right? You're going in that, into that zone, into that area and saying, everything's happening to me for a positive reason because I'm giving off positive energy. What you put out is what you get back. And you've got to just believe and trust that everything's happening. And it really, for some people, it's a really challenging aspect because of the way they were raised or what they hear in the news. I mean, think about the news. I mean, I rarely hear anything positive. And it's just like, why? Why is it focused the way it is? But to know and believe and trust that what you're feeling, you're going on the right path. What you're taking action on is going to make a difference for you and maybe for the community you live in, maybe for our planet. Who knows? But by taking that action, believing in yourself, trusting that everything is okay, you'll be on the right path. And little steps will get that momentum going and miracles will begin to happen. And you'll be laughing and smiling in the mirror going, I am an awesome individual.
Yeah. One of the things too, let's touch upon it in the minutes we have left. You know, there's something I learned, and I learned it in one of the programs that I elected to engage in 1990. And one of the things that is a pivotal point of this particular program is service. And being of service. Now, I want to talk to this for a minute and then have you comment. So I learned in that year, I also was dealt with some shocking loss. I lost my job 24 and a half years. If I'd have stayed to 25, if I could have, you know, I could have, would have, should have, right? But I knew that this was, now looking back, I needed to go because there was an opportunity, go back to school. And one event led to another, meaning the fear of that, right, was pivotally made smaller by the opportunity, mm-hmm. which I knew I had to follow. And I think this is what we're talking about here. But it's part of service. You know, along the way, I did some things in service. I went back to school and one of my teachers was needing a survey for her dissertation. I volunteered to help her. I did not have to do that, but I volunteered to help her. And do you know that small act of service,
yes,
to help her, because I came from corporate America, I knew how to write questionnaires. But that small act, that thing led to pivotal other doors of opportunity. She not only did that, she encouraged me to go on a doctoral program. She told me how to do it, got me there. Can you talk about the ripple effect of being of service.
Oh, we could go on and on about this.
I saved you 5 minutes. Go for it.
I was born and raised. I picked the greatest parents. My mother talked about tithing. And I was just like, but I'm not Rockefeller. How can I tithe?
Oh, right.
Volunteer. And I'm like, volunteer. Volunteer and watch what happens, the doors that open, the opportunities that become available. It was amazing. I mean, when I moved to this town, I knew nothing about this town. I'm like, but look at all the nonprofit organizations that could use a volunteer. You would not believe the miracles that happened because I took the time to say, sure, I'll be glad to help you clean this up. Or, I'll be glad to help to serve a lunch to someone who's in need. Something minor. And it just escalated and escalated and escalated to the point where I'm just like, you guys are all willing to help me now when I'm ready to go? Let's do it. It's a partnership. You're sharing your knowledge. You're gaining new knowledge. That's a partnership. That's a trust. That's a trust. Okay. Absolutely. Volunteering will get you into doors and areas you would have never thought possible. When something happens like that, I'm just holding my heart going, thanks, Mom. I really appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Volunteering.
Yeah. And, you know, there's something about being of service and being of consistent service. You know, you and I are here today because that is at the pinnacle of who we are and what we're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, we may not be doing it in the same way, but I'm very clear that this is an amazing audience that we're speaking with today. And they are such a blessing.
Yes.
You know, when I think about what we're creating and what we want to create 2-3 years out, I think about them first. And I think about, you know, what were the things that I heard back in 2001 and 2002? What were the things I heard that lifted me up? You know, who were the angels that came forth and handed me a book I never thought I'd read? And then I started to teach from that book.
Yep.
But here we go along the way. And what I want to ask you in the last couple minutes we have left is, what's your vision?
What's my vision?
What do you want to bring forward? Or what are you being asked to bring forward? That's a better question.
There you go. Absolutely.
Tell us about it so that we can participate.
Absolutely. Well, it's really interesting that I'm so focused on extraterrestrials. And people come up to me and go, well, why are they here? I'm like, so that we don't annihilate ourselves, you know? They're here to protect us, to be of service, to teach us. I share with individuals that there are underground ET bases where they've lived. They've lived there for centuries. Shh, don't tell anybody, okay? But they've lived there for centuries, all right? My whole focus is to share with individuals that these extraterrestrials are family. These portals are here to be of service to you, to assist you, opening up your heart at the heart portal. What an opportunity to reset your heart energy. Think about that. We have been working and living and family and everything else. And now you're telling me that there's this heart portal I can go to and reset my heart. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. There's a place where I can go and actually meet my extraterrestrial family. Yes. I mean, that is my whole goal, is to get the message out. We're not alone. We've never been alone. ETs are here to help us. There's energy here that we can tap into, we can plug into, and make a real change for ourselves and for our community and for our world. And this planet really needs a shift right now. A nice B12 shot might help.
I'm totally there with you. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate you and I appreciate what you're bringing forward. You know, you and I have talked about the miracles. We talked about, by the lift of a pen on a piece of paper, right, buried in a bill, became the words, release the information.
Yes.
About the UFOs. Truth. Release the information. And since that point in time, when information has now come out,
yes,
There's no longer a question about existence. There's no longer a question about what people have seen. They're not insane.
No, they are not.
And so you have the next conversation about this. You have the next level of this. You're at the level that people have been longing to know about for eons. And thank you for that.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.